Now it's time for community calendar. Some of the events happening in the around Houston.
Shiv Shakti Mandir, Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir, 6640 Harvin, open daily 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. All major festivals as well as birthdays, Namkaran, engagement and other ceremonies, call Pandit Virat Mehta 713-278-9099 or Hardik Rawal 361-243-6539 for puja or other ceremonies.
Sri Gauri Siddhi Vinayak Temple, located on 5645 Hillcroft Avenue, Suite 701. For all your Hindu wedding ceremony needs, Vastu Shanti needs, engagement, Satyanarayan Puja, Gayatri Havan and so on, please contact Sri Pradeep Pandya at 832-466-9868.
VPSS Haveli is celebrating 30th anniversary. The 10th...
Yes, it's the 10th anniversary of big temple.
Right. And it's going to be at Srinadji Haveli at VPSS. We're going to have one of their Gurujis going to be coming on air at 10 after 10. So within about 5-6 minutes, they're going to be calling us and they're going to be on the air. If you have any questions for them, please give us a call. Our number is 832-704-9273, and the program is going on for the whole entire week. It started yesterday and it's going to end on August 1st. We'll have some more details as we go on.
Hare Krishna Dham, Houston's original Vedic temple is gone off Houston at 1320 West 34th Street, 77018. Daily darshan and aarti times 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m. Sunday festivals 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Weekly Gita classes for adults, call 281-433-1635 or harekrishnadham@gmail.com.
Aim for Seva presents an Aim for Seva benefit program educating rural India through free student homes. They present a Sundarkand program on Friday, August 28th at 6:30 p.m. at the Stafford Center on Cash Road. This program is a vibrant journey of Ras and Bhav in an outstanding dance form. So it's called Sundarkand, Kandam. For more details, call Chandraji at 281-606-5607 or go to their website at aimforsevausa.org.
Houston Namdwara, a prayer house where the Hare Ram Hare Krishna Mahamantra is continuously chanted weekdays from 8 to 11 a.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. Weekdays, earlier was weekends. Weekends was 8 to 11 a.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. and weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. and 6 to 7 p.m. Weekly Gop Kuthiram Children's Heritage Classes and Srimad Bhagavat Classes, call 281-402-6585 or you can visit www.godivinity.org, Global Organization for Divinity. Gaudiya Math, Sri Govindji Gaudiya Math at 16628 Keith Harrow Boulevard, Houston 77084. Satsang Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Mantra meditation, Kirtan, Sanatan Dharma classes, Vedic education and Hindi classes for kids, Gita classes noon to 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, Hanuman Chalisa and Ramcharit Manas on Tuesday 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. You can get more information at info@sggm.org or phone number 281-499-3347. And that's all the announcement we have this week. Do you have anything to go with? Yeah.
सखी बाजे पग पैजनी, सखी बाजे पग पैजनी। हाँ हाँ सखी बाजे पग पैजनी, हाँ हाँ सखी बाजे पग पैजनी। सुरन तीन ग्राम बंसी बाजी सासानी नी धादा पपरे मानी धापा मगरे गरे सा धादा किड़दा धादा किड़दा धादा किड़दा चरण धरण धरत पाग परत नहीं परन जांजर जनके जनन नन नन तनन दर दर दीम तातों तनन नन नन छनन नन 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 बा अजे मोहन पग पैजनी बाजे बाजे मोहन पग पैजनी। आली वन माली छवि निराली सोहे मन मोहे जिया जोहे भावे कमान ही तान तान मारे जुबान हाय नहीं जान मुरली की तान कर मधुर गान संग बाजे पखाव धन नन नन छन नन 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 बाजे मोहन पग पैजनी छन नन 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 बाजे मोहन पग पैजनी। सप्त सुरन तीन ग्राम बंसी बाजी सासानी नी दादा पवारे मानी दबा घर घर सा दादा किड़दा दादा किड़दा दादा किड़दा चरण धरन धरत पाग परत नहीं परन झांझर जनक जनन नन नन तनन दिल दिल दीन तकों तनन नन नन छनन नन नन छनन नन नन छनन नन नन ajay baba ajay mohan pag bhajani pag bhajani pag bhajani
okay friends the chaturmas also begins very soon so let's understand what it is in short we're not going to discuss too much about it so devshayini ekadasi occurs on a day prior to the beginning of the chaturmas chaturmas as the name signifies 4 months with chatur referring to 4 mas to the month the 4 months that makes up the chaturmas period includes the months of ashad shravan bhadrapad and asho during the chaturmas period the devotees are expected to observe penance carry on devotional activities and have restriction over their senses festivities and celebration make this chaturmas period lively and active
you're listening to voice of sanatan hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at www.sanatanhinducenter.org or downloading the TuneIn app on your smartphone and search for 106.1 FM.
हे शिव शंकर हे करुणाकर सुनिए अर्ज हमारे हे शिव शंकर हे करुणाकर सुनिए अर्ज हमारे नंदी ठाड़ो द्वारे दर्श दिखा दो हे भोले
कान्हा कान्हा वंदित रूपा ધર્મના બધા જ શ્રોતાઓને આજે ખૂબ આનંદના સમાચાર એ આપવાના છે કે વલ્લભ પ્રીતિ સેવા સમાજ એ 10 વર્ષ નૂતન હવેલીના પૂર્ણ કરે છે અને VPSS ના 30 વર્ષ પૂર્ણ કરે છે અને એની ઉજવણીના ભાગરૂપે અમારા શ્રેષ્ઠતમ આચાર્ય પરમ પૂજ્ય શ્રી ધૂમિલ બાવાશ્રી ઇન્ડિયાથી અત્યારે પધાર્યા છે અને અહીંયા પધાર્યા છે અને 7 દિવસ આ કાર્યક્રમમાં અમારી સાથે એમના આશીર્વચન અને વચનામૃતથી અમને મંત્રમુગ્ધ કરશે. તે સમયે અત્યારે એરલાઇન પર એ ઉપસ્થિત છે. તો જે હ્યુસ્ટનના બધા વૈષ્ણવો તરફથી આપને દંડવત પ્રણામ કરીએ છીએ અને એક પ્રશ્ન બે પ્રશ્ન પૂછવાનું મને મન થાય છે કે હ્યુસ્ટનના બધા હિન્દુઓ અને વૈષ્ણવોને જાણ થાય કે એક વૈષ્ણવ તરીકે અમારી સૌની ફરજ શું છે આજના સંદર્ભમાં.
બહુ સુંદર પ્રશ્ન તમે પૂછ્યો છે. આજના સંદર્ભમાં અગર જો આપણે શ્રી જગતગુરુ શ્રીમદ વલ્લભાચાર્યજીના દિવ્ય જ્ઞાનના અનુસારે જો વિચારીએ વૈષ્ણવ એ પ્રેમથી ભરેલો હોય. વૈષ્ણવની અંદર સમર્પણ, સેવા અને સર્વને મદદ કરવાની ભાવના હોય. હેલો
હેલો યુ આર ઓન ધેર.
ને વલ્લભાચાર્યજી પોતાના એક સુંદર ગ્રંથમાં એવી સુંદર આજ્ઞા કરી છે, તસ્ય સેવામ પ્રકુર્વિત, અર્થાત ભગવાનની સેવા ખૂબ પ્રેમથી કરવી જોઈએ. ન પ્રતિષ્ઠા પ્રસિદ્ધે ન ફલાર્થમ ન ભોગાર્થમ. એ ભગવાનની સેવા કોઈ ફલ માટે નહીં, ભોગ માટે નહીં, પ્રતિષ્ઠા માટે નહીં, પ્રસિદ્ધિ માટે નહીં, પરંતુ નિષ્કામ પ્રેમથી એ ભગવાનની સેવા કરવી જોઈએ. કારણ કે પ્રત્યેક વ્યક્તિ એ પરમાત્માનો અંશ છે અને અંશ હોવાથી શરીર જુદું છે અને આત્મા જુદો છે. એ આત્મા દ્વારા પરમાત્માને ભજવું એ આત્માનો સહજ ધર્મ છે, નેચરલ ડ્યુટી. એ જ્યારે એને કૃપા થાય ત્યારે સમજાય કે મારો મૂળ સંબંધ એ પરમાત્મા સાથે છે. પરમાત્માને જ્યારે આપણે પ્રેમ કરતા થઈએ છીએ ત્યારે સહજ રૂપે આપણને વિશ્વના પ્રત્યેક માનવી માટે પણ પ્રેમ ઉત્પન્ન થાય છે. ક્યાંય પણ આપણને રાગ દ્વેષથી મુક્ત થવાનો એક અવસર ભગવાન પોતાની કૃપાની શક્તિ દ્વારા એ જીવની અંદર પ્રેરે છે. જેમ જેમ એ જીવની ભક્તિનો વિકાસ થાય તેમ તેમ એ વ્યક્તિની અંદર રહેલી જે અનેક પ્રકારના દોષો છે એની પણ નિવૃત્તિ થાય છે. હું ચોક્કસ માનું છું કે વૈષ્ણવ એ બહુ વ્યાપક શબ્દ છે. સામાન્ય રીતે વૈષ્ણવ જન તો તેને કહીએ જે પીડ ભરાઈ જાણે રહે, પર દુઃખે ઉપકાર કરે તો એ મન અભિમાન ના આણે રહે, એ તો એ બધાને વિદિત જ છે. પણ એથી પણ પર જો વ્યક્તિ આત્માથી પરમાત્માને ભજે તો જ એ પરમાત્માની અંદર રહેલી દિવ્ય શક્તિઓને પોતાના હૃદયમાં પણ ધારણ કરી શકે છે. જીવ સ્વભાવ તો દુષ્ટ છે, પરમાત્મા નિર્દોષ છે. એ નિર્દોષ બ્રહ્મને ભજવાથી વ્યક્તિમાં પણ એના જેવી નિર્દોષતા પ્રગટ થાય છે.
હા જીજે, આ બહુ જ સુંદર વાત આપણે કરી આ હ્યુસ્ટનના, અને જે લોકો આ રેડિયો અત્યારે સાંભળે છે એને આ સુંદર વાત મળી કે આત્માથી પરમાત્મા ભજે એ જ ખરો ભજન છે. આપણે બહુ જ સુંદર વાત કરી. જેજે મને એક બીજો પ્રશ્ન છે કે જે આ હ્યુસ્ટનના બધા વૈષ્ણવો અને હિન્દુઓ જાણી શકે એટલા માટે કે વીપીએસએસ આ વખતે આ ઉજવણીના ભાગ રૂપે 56 ભોગનું આયોજન કરવું છે. તો આ 56 ભોગનો મહિમા શું છે, આ 56 ભોગ કેમ આરોગવામાં આવે છે, એ બાબતમાં આપ જો અમને થોડીક માહિતી આપી શકો તો અમારા જ્ઞાનમાં એ ઉમેરો થઈ શકે.
રશેશભાઈ, હેલો, રશેશભાઈ, ધીસ ઇઝ રાકેશ. વી આર એકચ્યુઅલી રનિંગ આઉટ ઓફ ટાઈમ. કેન વી પિક ઇટ અપ અરાઉન્ડ લાઈક 11:30 એન્ડ હી કેન એક્સપ્લેન ઇન ડિટેલ?
ઓકે, આર વી આઉટ ઓફ એર?
યા, આઈ કેન પુટ યુ આઉટ ઓફ એર.
ઓકે.
Namaste, namaskaram, vanakkam, suprabhatam. This portion of the radio program is brought to you in part by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Sri Meenakshi Temple is located in Pearland, a Houston suburb near Hobby Airport. You're all welcome to visit the temple. Ashtotra Archana can be performed on a walk-in basis. You can sponsor the puja online at www.emeenakshi.org. And you can call the temple 281-489-0358 to sponsor the puja, as well as find out the availability of the priest to do any puja either at your home or at the temple. Sri Meenakshi Temple, the rest of the month of July, what is happening is on July 27th, Satyanarayana Puja. And we'll have Siva Abhishekam every first Sunday of the month. And 29th, Mula Nakshatram and Pradosham and Nandi and Shiva Abhishekam. There will be a procession of Lord Shiva after soon after the Abhishekam. On 31st of July is Deeparadhana with Satyanarayana Puja happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. And in August, we have series of events that are coming up. And also, registration for the children of the Vedic Heritage School. VHS will open with offers a wide range of classes from the Panchatantra Tales to the Bhagavad Gita for a nominal registration fee. During the academic year, 15 sessions during August through June, students learn much about Hinduism, shloka recitation, motivated by excellent syllabus. In addition, they participate in the puja with shlokathon. The VHS day is celebrated with a year-end program presented by the students of VHS. Being a VHS volunteer, you can earn volunteer hours for your school. You can also help your children to imbibe the time-honored wisdom of our great culture, and they grow into young adults. And the principle of the Vedanta empower them in learning the spiritual and cultural values that is the crucial stage of building their character and development. We will talk about this in the upcoming kind of a segment that I'm going to talk about. How do we help our children take responsibility, and who are the primary teachers of Hinduism to your children? Before that, let me now bring you this beautiful song. And this is talking about Lord Krishna as a younger child. And this is Abhala Kanakamaya, which is talking about the beautiful newborn Krishna. And here is the song by Yesudas. Experiencing a little bit of a technical difficulty here, and here we go again.
దయరాగాదు పరాకు వేల సమయము గాదు పరాకు వేల సమయము గాదు Rara Devadi Deva 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 Rara Rajiva Netra Rara Devadi Deva Rara Maganubhava रघुवर पुत्र तारतर सुदापूर हृदय परिवार जलधि गंभीर रजम तारतर सुदापूर हृदय परिवार जलधि गंभीर रजम संहार वरन सुकुमार बुद्ध जन विहार सकल श्रुति सारनादुबैयेरनि दयरागादु.
And that was Yesudas describing the beautiful young Bala Kanakamaya, the golden hued Lord Vishnu. Well, let me now talk to you about the Meenakshi Temple classes for the VHS students, Vedic Heritage. 4 years they start their beginner's class. At 5, again, there are 2 divisions of which they learn the introduction. 6 years, Ramayana. At 7, 8, the Bhagavata Purana. The 8 years olds learn Bhagavata Purana also. And at 9, 10, they learn the Mahabharata. 11 year, when they are 11, they teach the values. 12 years old, reach religious culture. 13, Vedanta and human development. And at 14 years old, they learn the Bhagavad Gita. Now, how do we develop? It's wonderful that many temples have in place the educational programs for the youth that are both effective and popular. However, it is important for parents to have the attitude that these programs supplement and do not replace the need for them to teach Hinduism to the children in the home. Parents are indeed the first guru. They teach in many different ways, as by example and explanation and giving advice and direction. The child's deepest impressions come from what parents do and say. Therefore, if parents follow a systematic approach to teaching the religion Hinduism, as he or she grows up, Sanatan Dharma will be fully integrated into his or her life, making it less likely to be sidelined or abandoned in the adult years. Without your help, there is no guarantee that your children will follow their faith as adults. Look around the younger generation of Hindus and you will find many who have no interest whatsoever in practicing it. 100 years ago, before the movies, televisions, the computers in the city and villages of India and the Hindu communities in other countries, the Hindu temple was the most interesting place in town. Besides festivals, there were drama, dances and musical concerts. The temple was a social and educational center as well. In the modern world, we do have movies, television, computer. Now we have phones, iPhones, your phone, my phone, every phone. And Hindu children would rather much spend their free time enjoying with their friends rather than being at the temple. Why is this? There are many reasons. Families are not close and trusting. It used to be far easier to get children to come to the temple since it was the center of the village life. Times are different. Today's children often consider temple visits as boring compared to all pervasive, all compelling secular forms of entertainment that are available. So parents are challenged more than to answer kids' puzzling queries as grandparents did not have to do by giving sensible, pragmatic explanations to temple worship and Hinduism's rich array of cultural and mystical practices. Kids today want answers to make them sense to them. They are not all content. That's the way we have done it. When parents are unable to meet this challenge, Hinduism does not become meaningful and useful part of children's lives. Many youth today do not view the practice of their faith in an important of making their life happier, more religious or more successful. This is the challenge every Hindu parent faces. But all is not lost. New generation are eager to hear the lofty truths. The truth can be explained in many ways and engage them and inspire young seekers, counterbalancing the power of magnetic influences of the modern world. Hence, there are ways how parents can influence the kids Hinduism is in no way dynamically strengthened in the lives of children and the family than by establishing a shrine in the home. A home shrine works best when it is an entire room, the way it can be strictly reserved for worship and meditation, unsullied by worldly talk and other activity. This is the ideal way. However, but it is, when it is not possible, it should be at least in the quiet corner of a room and more than a shelf or in a closet where it is accessible pretty much every day for you to feel the presence of God very close to your home. Going back to upcoming events at Sri Meenakshi Temple in the month of August. As I said, there are lined up a lot of events happening. August 1st being Shravana Nakshatra, we have Venkateshwara Abhishekam. 3rd is Shankatahara Chaturthi with Ganapati Homam and Shiva Abhishekam. 7th August, we have Bhagavati Seva and Bhairavar Abhishekam. And Saturday, 8th of August, will be Kritikai Subramanya Abhishekam. The Adi Sukravara Deepa Puja happens on 14th of August. We plan to have somebody come and talk about how do we light a lamp, why do we light a lamp, and what is the significance of it. And I will try to bring that next Sunday if possible. Let me now bring you this song. It is Shivoham, Shivoham. And this is Nirvana, from the Nirvana Shatakam. And I will give you the explanation of what it is soon after we listen to this song.
Shivoham, Shivoham,
said, we were talking about Atma Shatakam. That was the dhun that you were listening just a few minutes ago. And what exactly is Atma Shatakam? The great Adi Shankaracharya, of the 8th century, summarized the entirety of Advaita Vedanta in 6 stanzas. When a young boy of 8, while wandering in the Himalayas, he was seeking to find his guru, he encountered a sage who asked him, "Who are you?" The boy answered in 9 stanzas, which are known as the Nirvana Shatakam or Atma Shatakam. Nirvana is complete equanimity, peace, tranquility, freedom and joy. And Atma is the true self. The sage the boy was talking to was Swami Govindappa Acharya, who was indeed the teacher he was looking for. The few verses that can be of tremendous value to progress in contemplation of practices that lead to self-realization is to realize that I am not mind, nor intellect, nor ego, nor the reflections of the inner self, the chitta. I am not the 5 senses. I am beyond that. I am not either. I am not earth, nor the fire, nor the wind. I am indeed the eternal knowing of bliss, Shiva, love and pure consciousness. Neither can I be termed as energy, nor the 5 types of breath, the vayus, nor the 7 material essences or the 5 coverings of the panchakosha. Neither I am the 5 instruments of elimination, procreation, motion, grasping or speaking. I am indeed the eternal know and bliss of Lord Shiva, love and pure consciousness. I have no hatred or dislike, nor affiliation or liking, nor greed, nor delusion, nor pride, nor heartiness. I have no duty or dharma or any money or any desire or even liberation. I am indeed the eternal knowing the bliss of Shiva, love and pure consciousness. Thus, Lord Shankaracharya summed it all up in the 5 stanzas called the Nirvana Shatakam. As I was listening to this song, this music especially, I could get the meditational power of music can provide. Meditation music is performed in the practice of meditation. It can be a specific religious content, but more recently it has been associated with modern composers who utilize meditation techniques in the process of composition and who compose such music with no particular religious groups in focus. The concept also includes music performed as an act to aid the meditation. Modern meditation music in the 20th century, where composers have in the Western world have done it, but the Hinduism music has got every kind of a thing inculcated in it, that even the Saptaswara that is described has got relaxing power as well as focusing much better, especially, you know, even when you recite certain Sanskrit sloka, the way you say it makes a lot of difference. So the utterance of how you say it is very, very important. And we have just about 5 minutes to go at this what is happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. This segment is sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple. And as I said, the Meenakshi Temple will be having the religious regularly scheduled and weekly puja. The Ganesh Homam and Abhishekam happen every day at 7 a.m. Sundareshwara Meenakshi Abhishekam all days at 9 a.m. Shiva Abhishekam Sundareshwara Somavara Puja Mondays at 7 p.m. Durga Abhishekam, irrespective of sponsors, the temple is conducting it and then the devotees just join in there. And last Friday of the month, Lalita Sahasranamavali with Shodashopacharam happens at Sri Meenakshi Sannidhi at Sri Meenakshi Temple. You can please visit our website. You can sponsor the puja, as I said, at emeenakshi.org, which is www.emeenakshi.org. You can pick up a copy of the Temple Times News magazine. And we do have on August 7th Bhagavati Seva. In our next week program, we will be discussing this. At Ayyappa Sannidhi, we will have Deepa Puja, Lalita Sahasranamam, Lalita Trishati Archana, Saundarya Lahari, and Deepa Radhana. For further details, you can contact Sashidharan Pillai, NSASIPILLAI at AOL.com. You can contact MK Sriram and Narayanan Chakalingam at Sri Meenakshi Temple's telephone number 281-489-0358. The Adi Shukravara Ashtalakshmi Puja happens 7 p.m. on 14th of August. You can bring the lamp, optional flowers and prasadam. Puja materials will be provided by the temple. For more information, you can contact Nachal Sethu Raman or M.K. Sri Ram or Sashidharan Pillai or Narayanan or the temple office 281-489-0358 with extension 100. And there will be also the Thiru Adi Puram that is being celebrated in a very grand manner at Sri Meenakshi Temple. This is happening on August 16th with special Abhishekam for Sri Meenakshi and Sri Andal, procession of the Utsava Murtis, special Unjal Seva and Deeparadhana and Prasada, about which we shall be talking about it in our upcoming events. I will now play you this song in praise of Dwaraka Nayaka Achyutam Keshavam Lord Krishna.
Rakshasa Shobhita Sitaya Shobhito Dandakaranya Bhu Punyata Karana Lakshmanenanvito Vanarai Sevito Adastya Sampujito Raghava Patuma
presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. We will be back on air 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. And if you have any feedback to give, please send me an email tara3102@3102@gmail.com. And this is Tara Narsimhan. Wonderful blessings of Goddess Meenakshi, Sundareshwara, Lakshmi and Venkateshwara. Wishing you a very, very safe, healthy and happy week.